Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Classroom to Calm, where we help teachers and staff in the LeGrand School District wind down at the end of a long week and hopefully give you some skills and information to recharge for another busy school week. My name is Kyle Pfaffenbach. I'm a professor of health and human performance at Eastern Oregon University. I'm also the director of the LEAP Lab, or Lab for Exercise Assessment Performance at EOU. I'm joined by LEAP intern Nathan. What's up, Nathan?
What's up, Kyle?
And so for Classroom to Calm, it's a little bit different than our Monday episodes that are pretty formal, where we break down typically a review paper on some aspect or actionable item around health and exercise or diet or resistance training or those sorts of things. With Classroom to Calm, what we're trying to do is explore a little bit of information and encourage you all to take some time out over the weekend to care for yourself, exercise self-care, make sure that you get rest, make sure you make up on exercise if you need to, and just overall get a good reset, because we know that teachers report really high amounts of stress, anxiety, and burnout. We have that information from surveys done with folks at LeGrand School District. We also know that there's many papers and reports talking about the high levels of burnout and stress for a variety of different reasons for teachers. So this is our attempt to just chill out a little bit and get you ready for a recharging weekend.
Just talk.
As if only that were enough to just calm you down, to put everybody into a good mind space. But yeah, hopefully we provide you with some usable information. So we still use, for Classroom to Calm, we like to use evidence-based information, and we like to use peer-reviewed published papers to pull information from and highlight. And so Nathan's got our paper for this week's episode. And why don't you go ahead and share that and give us kind of your thoughts on reading that and looking into the paper.
Yeah, so this paper is titled "The Effect of Lifestyle Interventions on Anxiety, Depression, and Stress." And this is also a review paper. It's published by a group out of Iran. Yeah, we're going all over the world with these.
Yeah, Monday we did from a group from Norway. So this is good.
I thought this paper was really cool because it just really summarizes really what we've covered so far in Classroom to Calm and how we've talked about sleep, diet, exercise. And this is just a good summary of that.
So again, a lot of times what we use for these papers are review papers where they authors and experts in the field gather information from a bunch of different primary studies, put that information together and try and come up with an overall sort of story about, yeah, you may find a paper that shows this and that's different than the paper that shows that. But when you look at all of them as a whole, these are the emerging themes. And what was interesting about this approach is you can actually combine results from a variety of different studies and run statistics on it. And what this group found was that when people engaged in lifestyle interventions, including physical activity, healthy eating, sleep hygiene, there was a significant reduction in depression symptoms. There was a reduction in depression, anxiety, stress, all indicating. And again, you might say everybody knows this, right? If you eat well, you sleep well. And again, we're not here trying to like blow people's socks off or reinvent the wheel. What we're trying to do is be this consistent voice, encouraging you all to engage in these healthy behaviors because they really do make a difference. There's reports from all around the world and a lot of different circumstances and a lot of different populations and a lot of different people that show, yeah, consistently, if you get enough sleep, you get some exercise and you eat well, it makes a big difference on your reported feelings of stress and anxiety and depression.
Yeah, totally. I think it's also part of it too, is like you said, like this is most people know these things, but these things are still being studied. They're still getting more information about it. So these review papers are super nice to just reinforce what we already know.
Yeah, and I think that I think having more information and having it in a subtle way, like digging into the subtleties like we do a lot of times for Fit to Teach is one thing. But I think a lot of times people can get lost in the weeds and they start to think, this person that I saw on Instagram does this and they seem to have a great life, or this, my coworker over here has this routine, and maybe that's the routine I need to get on. What we're trying to encourage you all to do is find what works for you in this general kind of way. Find a sleep routine that fits for you. Some people can do okay on 5 hours a night of sleep. I am not one of those people, for example. I was in bed for 9 hours last night and asleep for 8 hours and 40 minutes of it. And yeah. I feel just normal today. But I know a lot of people that function on 4 or 5 hours of sleep and they seem to be happy and fine and they still have energy to work out. If I do that within 5 or 6 days, I'm like a shell of myself. Yeah. What about you?
I don't think I need that much, like as much sleep, but I do think I definitely try to prioritize it more. And I do notice that like a decline a little bit. Like I'm not as focused. I'm not as motivated if I don't get as much sleep.
What about exercise?
Exercise, that's the biggest thing for me. Is like if I get antsy if I don't, and I get caught up in school and caught up internship stuff. It's just stressful. So it's okay, I'm just going to not think about this for a couple hours. Not even think about it. And then you get a clear head. And then I think that for me, the biggest thing is eating. Like I notice, I'm super in tune with, okay, if I'm not eating well, I like really don't feel good.
So it's interesting you say that, because last weekend I took a trip to Lake Tahoe to meet a buddy of mine, and it was a smash and grab. Like I drove 9 hours to get there. We skied the next 2 days, and then I got up early and drove 9 hours home. Mm-hmm. And it was this 4 days, 2 days of skiing from opening chair to the end. And I was getting plenty of exercise. We were sleeping fine. We weren't like going out and partying and stuff like that. We were mostly there to just ski. What I noticed was that my eating was off. We were like eating out at restaurants and maybe didn't have a good opportunity to get greens at every meal. And I noticed a huge difference.
Yeah. It's one of those things where once you start following it closely, you're like, oh, I feel so good. And then when you divert from that, it's okay, now I don't feel good.
It honestly made me like, I was reflecting on it on my drive home and I was like, I don't want to be stuck like this without healthy food again. Like I want to, and maybe it's probably a combination of me like getting older and then also just the sheer amount of like activity that we did. When you combined it all up, like I was pushing it a little bit, but the point is I'm like stuck looking for snacks at a gas station, for example. And that's just like something that I said to myself, if I had to do these types of trips again, or I get to do these types of trips again, I'm going to make sure I have a plan in terms of food.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
I think also too, one thing I want to highlight is we talked about before about how like when you see anxiety, depression, stress, an article, like I used to think of it as if you like have, if that's, I don't know what the right word would be, but if you have that very consistently, or if you're diagnosed with those things.
Yeah, diagnosed.
But these things come up, like I get anxious all the time, but I wouldn't say that my anxiety is definitely not debilitating.
Yeah.
And I know for some people and for people listening, that might be the case. But I think this could be just a good thing to say is, okay, if you just have a stressful week coming up and you have a little more anxiety than usual, maybe you do feel a little depressed, this is still applicable. It's not just for people who have debilitating.
Yeah. And I think we want to be very clear here that this is not medical advice. We're not diagnosing. We're not giving medical advice. We're just reading these papers. And me particularly, I have a background across a lot of different areas of health and wellness and physiology. And Nate's a senior and has been studying this stuff a lot. And we know this is evidence-based information, but I do think it's important to have those, to make that clarification. Like these things are on a spectrum. So they can be more or less severe. It's not an on and off switch. And the other thing about it is that they ebb and flow depending on the time of year and a variety of factors. We like to focus on the things that we can control. Controllables is pretty common advice. And so what are the things that you can control? Maybe you can't control your sleep schedule right now. So you have to double down in some of these other areas to make sure you're taking care of yourself. But I want to, like, when I read papers like this and you see the effectiveness of interventions around the things that we're talking about, sleep hygiene, mindfulness, slowing down, embracing this concept that less is more, it reminds me to remind people that wellness is not something you earn, deserve, that can be taken away, that can be your right to being well is like a fundamental right. And to exercising wellness is a fundamental right, in my opinion. And it's your right to have rest. It's your right to make sure that you have enough kind of work-life balance. It's your right to find ways to control the things that you can control within your ability and try and be as well as possible.
Yeah. I think too, it's also important, like we already touched on what this means by lifestyle interventions, but it's, mm-hmm. like, it's sleep, eating habits, exercise. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else under that umbrella?
Yeah, I think, yeah, there's quite a few things. So I think practicing some sort of like mindfulness, reflection, yeah. just sitting quietly can be very calming and resetting. And that's one of the things we do with the teacher testing. So make sure you come in and check out our biofeedback and our relaxation techniques. But we demonstrate objectively just how relaxing just even 5 minutes of calm breathing mm-hmm. can be. Mm-hmm. And so I would put mindfulness into that. So sleep, eating, exercise, mindfulness. And then also it's the thing that I've noticed talking to a lot of teachers, and this might not be for everybody across the, but some people have called it like compassion fatigue, or you take on a lot. We're very appreciative of the role that you guys fulfill and the role that you play in our young people and our society's lives. And, but you don't have to sacrifice your own well-being to be effective in that way to young people. A lot of times it can feel that way. I've talked to a lot of teachers that say, they put everything and everybody else before themselves. Mm-hmm. One of the most important kind of lessons I've learned as like a parent and a professional and a professor is that I'm more effective and I show up better for the people that are counting on me when I'm rested. So that is Classroom to Calm. Hopefully it gives you a little bit of something to reflect on. Take care of yourself this weekend. Make sure you start. You put yourself in a position to control the controllables next week. And what that's going to do is set you up to show up as your best self for the people that you care about and the job that you care about. And so we appreciate that. And we encourage people to come into the lab, get your wellness exploration. We have a high performance track and a recreational track. Huge shout out to Ellen Lester, who yesterday came through the lab and brought 7th and 8th grade tag students and was such a good sport getting her doing stress biofeedback and hopping on the treadmill with the oxygen consumption mask. And we had a really great time hosting her students. Shout out to the chaperones that came along with the students. And yeah, come get into the lab. It's super inviting and we can have some really fun discussions about health and wellness. So make sure you reach out to Nathan or email the lab and get in for testing. So thanks for listening and have a great weekend.